Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So not all the news and the things that happen in the world is just about elections or COVID. Apparently, there's some other kooky things going on. And we found out today that the FDA has charged a company that provides juice for our federal school lunch program. And that this company was charged in selling juice with high levels of arsenic and using fruit that was spoiled and rotten. And hearing that, you know, as a mom, as a physician, I'm ticked. And I get, you're innocent until proven guilty. But the company is called, I believe, Valley Processing. And in the suit, which was filed in federal court in Washington, food safety inspectors said they found high levels of arsenic in 17 batches of apple juice and 2 batches of pear juice during a 2019 inspection. They also found high levels of a toxin produced by rotting or moldy apples and pears in the company's juice. Pear juice is yummy, isn't it? Gosh, I do like pear juice. When I was little, but after I had babies, I always bought the pears, and if my kid didn't want to eat it, I would. I ate pear baby food. It was delicious. You could put that on ice cream. The pear, it has to be not chunky. It has to be, ooh, it was good. It was good. So get this. Instead of Valley Processing fixing the company, according to the, or fixing the issues, according to the suit, it changed its standards and kept producing more juice that was made with rotting fruit. And again, this was before COVID. So FDA inspectors saw more than 40 rotting apples pass through a sorting process while observing the company. The state lawyer for the company denied the allegation, saying Valley Processing had procedures in place to cull fruit with evidence of damage. They said Valley Processing is confident the juice sold by its customers was in full compliance with the FDA guidance. So apparently this Valley Processing isn't the first time they've had recalls. They had recalls in 2019, 2018. I think even juice that had been produced in 2017 sold in 18. So it has ceased its operations prior to the lawsuit. It's interesting. You can see some parallels with this and elections. You know, well, if there's a bad batch of juice or we see a company, you know, using spoiled fruit and spoiled, you know, I mean, do you just not sell that one particular bottle or do you go, you know what, I think the whole batch could be bad. Yeah, well, I think people are going to be calling for the company throwing out the whole batch. Not sure people are going to be calling for election results to be thrown out if they think they're sullied or molested or a bad batch. So that is for a different topic, different day. But here's my problem with this. Unfortunately, people say, is this company greed? Is this laziness? Is this, you know, I don't know. I think there's a variety of factors. You know, we spoke about how, I had voted to legalize marijuana because I wanted to, you know, see its health implications and see it studied more without the burden of it being, you know, illegal. And unfortunately, I smell it, you know, all too often outside when I don't want to. But I think a consequence of that is if workers use it and it's legal and, maybe they're not going to be as, shall we say, diligent with the rules. Maybe they'll be more chill. You know, so there could be that. Remember, we had a huge uptick in foodborne illnesses and issues with, you know, fresh food and listeria and salmonella and all that. And, you know, some people attributed it to, you know, well, you know, the workers aren't, why aren't they washing their hands? Why aren't they being more careful? Well, again, it could just be they're a little bit more chill. Like, come on, man. There's bugs everywhere. We're all good. I also think that's the reason why we've had a rise in STDs. And then, you know, what about company greed? Yeah, greed has caused some major, major issues and major driving factors. Or maybe not even greed, but starting to get penny pinched. You know, we talked about the hepatitis scare or the little hepatitis cluster we had years ago. I believe it was the early 2000s from a gastro, I'm not going to name the doctor, but the gastroenterology group in town, where once Medicare decided to bundle the anesthesia, not pay you separately for your anesthesiologist and your anesthesia work, changes made, and they hired nurse anesthetists who are good, but they didn't have the expensive anesthesiologist, the equipment, they started to, you know, get rid of the IV stands, and they just kind of had the little ports in the arms, and they tried to cut corners. And yeah, greed could have, you know, brewed that, but also, you know, cutting back on what people are making and bottom lines. You know, people, their goals are different. Their goals are bottom line when their goals should be safety, when their goals should be, you know, but this is a money-driven society. I mean, every month my mortgage needs to be paid, and they are on me. Even throughout this whole, you know, eviction things, you know, that the bank wants their money. The bank wants their money for their car. You know what? If I go and get groceries, they want their money. It's all about money. And so we are just driven to make sure that we have the money and we're not losing money. Health has really become second, you know, string or, you know, third string. Or basically, it hasn't become the focus like it should be. And here we got little kids drinking juice. And you really don't give a damn about arsenic levels? Now, mind you, many juices do contain certain amounts of arsenic. All right? You know, we've talked about arsenic on the show, very naturally occurring. You have the organic, inorganic. You have the, you know, the arsenic might be certain levels the FDA has asked that it stays under. So it's not that unseen to have low levels of arsenic. Rice has arsenic. I mean, you know, there a lot of our foods have levels of arsenic. We kind of worry about the cumulative amounts and what that would do. But when you have high levels and you're using fruit that is rotted because you don't want to lose money, you're in the wrong business, okay? I mean, you know, we are, and by the way, this kind of scares you, you know, to thinking when you drink that juice, you're thinking it's that bright apple that's not bruised and crisp and, you know, maybe those apples get sold and the ones that are crappy get turned to juice. Did you ever think about that? I don't know, but this sheds some light on that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lawsuit has been filed in Michigan alleging election fraud, including backdating of ballots and not verifying voters. The suit has been brought in Michigan's Third Judicial Circuit. This happened this week by the Great Lakes Justice Center on behalf of Cheryl Costantino and Edward McCall, and it pertains specifically to ballot counting in Wayne County. Wayne County is where Detroit is. David Coleman, a senior attorney with the center, told the Epoch Times that the main concern is obviously the clear fraud that occurred in the counting process of the votes in Wayne County and the way votes were manufactured by workers that were there. Now, the center is arguing that the court should void the results of the election and ask for a new vote to take place in the county. Coleman said the court has a lot of options, but if they think the fraud is bad enough, the court could void the election and order a new election. Now, the suits are being filed amid allegations by the Trump campaign and others that voter fraud threw the 2020 presidential race to the Democratic candidate Joe Biden. So, a Detroit elections worker named Jessie Jacob signed an affidavit for the court claiming she was told to backdate mail-in ballots and ignore any deficiencies with the ballots that she saw. She was also told not to request identification from in-person voters. In the affidavit, she says, I directly observed on a daily basis City of Detroit election workers and employees coaching and trying to coach voters to vote for Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. She said she saw election workers encouraging voters to do a straight Democratic ballot. Okay, you cannot be doing coercion. You can't. That's not legal. Several poll challengers signed additional affidavits alleging that election fraud had taken place. Former Michigan Assistant Attorney General Zach Larson said he saw an election official toying with a ballot secrecy sleeve. That's in place to keep individuals' information private. And he was checking inside the envelopes. When Larson noted the issue to the supervisor, he was told, why does it matter? What difference does it make? Another Detroit poll challenger, Andrew Sitto, said he overheard a conversation that took place in the early hours of the morning following Election Day. Other election workers said that several vehicles with out-of-state license plates had pulled up outside the TFC Center and had begun unloading boxes full of tens of thousands of ballots. Every ballot from the new shipment that Sitto observed was counted in favor of Joe Biden. A third Michigan worker, this has been reported in Just the News, third Michigan election worker Robert Cushman said he saw thousands of ballots being counted from unknown, unverified individuals with birth dates marked as 1-1-1900. His election supervisor told him the Wayne County Clerk's Office had already checked them out. So, you know, the lead attorney for the city of Detroit, David Fink, said, like two previous lawsuits, this case is not based upon actual evidence of election fraud or misconduct. It is based upon various conspiracy theories, which have already been debunked. They said, we are confident that this case, like the others filed last week, will be dismissed. Now, whether you're Republican or Democrat, okay, two things. Number one is you want to make sure that the election had integrity and, you know, was ethically done. On the other side, you also want to make sure that people aren't claiming things. All right? I mean, you know, we have a process where if there's election fraud in any election, whether it's Democrat, Republican, you know, favored, if somebody reports election fraud, we have a process where, you know, if it's verified, we move forward. So we are hoping that you know, if these are allegations, they're truthful allegations. Not hoping because we want a whole, you know, a complete change in the election, a result, but because that means the process works. We want to know that the process works. If somebody says that they were told, you know, at a polling booth, you know, who to vote for, we can stop that. We can arrest those that do that. That is a crime. You are not supposed to coerce, or you aren't supposed to. You're allowed to say, you know. I mean, we make jokes all the time, you know. Vote Republican on Tuesday or Democrat for Wednesday, or vote Democrat on Tuesday, Republican for Wednesday. People make jokes all the time, but to basically hand somebody a ballot, give them a look, and go vote all Democrat, that's starting to overstep. And so it's very much overstepping. So we need to know, one is that the election was done completely without any fraud. And we need to know that those complaining of fraud are honest. Are these true accusations? I get a lot of people are mad about what happened with Trump. You know, we don't want people saying, oh, yeah, I was told to do this. We don't want anybody bearing false witness. But if these are allegations that are true, they need to be acted upon. So on Tuesday night, Ronna McDaniel, chair of the Republican National Committee, told Fox News commentator Sean Hannity that she has 234 pages containing 500 sworn affidavits alleging 11,000 incidents of various type of voter fraud. Briefly listing the allegations, McDaniel said, again, a person in Wayne County, Michigan, alleged 60% of a batch of voter ballots had the same signature on them, that another affidavit claimed to have seen 35 ballots counted despite not being cast by registered voters, 50 ballots were counted multiple times at a tabulation machine elsewhere. One woman's dead son voted in one election, and Democrats had handed out documents on how to distract Republican vote challengers. Well, if you have the document, there's proof. But again, you know, was it written by a Democrat or was it written by a Republican? So McDaniel told Hannity it's been rigged from the beginning, rigged from the laws that were being passed in the name of COVID to create a porous election, rigged in the sense that they kicked Republicans out of poll watching and observing, and now you have a media that's rigging it again by saying we're not going to even listen to these stories. She said that's why the RNC is going to pursue this to the very end. We can never let this happen again. These men and women matter. Their voices will be heard. So I believe McEnany had also brought up that they have signed affidavits. Now, in the news, what I have seen is reports that one of the postal workers recanted his statement. And on only one site, I saw that he said, no, I didn't recant it. So a United States postal worker had made claims of mail-in ballot tampering in Pennsylvania. Senator Lindsey Graham called for investigation into this. Unfortunately, the news outlets, and again, if this is untrue, it's unfortunate, said the postal worker decided to recant. You know, so we were thinking, okay, was he threatened? Did he maybe have second thoughts that, you know, if you know, it wasn't true, he could get in trouble? He got on video saying, I didn't recant. That's not true. I'm still here. So what the hell is going on? So a U.S. Postal Service employee, identified as Richard Hopkins, signed a sworn affidavit alleging ballot tampering and fraud. In the affidavit, the postal worker alleged that postal supervisory officials hatched a plan to backdate ballots mailed after the election. In a Twitter post by the Oversight Committee, it was announced that Hopkins had recanted his statement. But on his own, Hopkins said, excuse me, I never recanted. The Oversight Committee said Hopkins was interviewed by investigators Friday and Monday and recanted the allegations without saying why he allegedly signed a false affidavit. However, in a video released by Hopkins, he said the Washington Post released an article saying he recanted a statement when he claims he never did. He said, I'm at this moment looking at an article written by the Washington Post. It says that I fabricated the allegations of ballot tampering. I'm here to say that I did not recant my statements. This did not happen. That's, again, this is all frightening. Whether it's true or not true, what's going on should frighten the average voter, whether you're Republican or Democrat. Lindsey Graham has received a copy of the affidavit and has called for an investigation to the matter. Lindsey Graham's statement said, I will be calling on the Department of Justice to investigate these claims. I'll also be in contact with the Postmaster General, requesting him to look into allegations, ones that may follow, and help secure the testimony of Mr. Hopkins. Mr. Hopkins is entitled to all whistleblower protections, and I will ensure they extend to other postal workers who may come forward with claims of irregularities, misconduct, fraud, etc. Now, you know, some of you have asked me, you know, why are people leaving the DOJ? Why are Republicans not on board? Well, again, I don't know if what the media is telling us is true. If it is true, and there are Republicans saying they want Trump to give in, I'm kind of confused by that because they all lose their jobs. But, you know, again, we want to make sure the integrity of the election is true. But, yeah, if every vote was legal, every single vote was legal, Biden wins. If not, it's a do-over. But I'm wondering if you do. I wouldn't be surprised if there are people within the Trump administration that really don't like Trump, that fear him. Yeah, I told you when you know he was on the campaign trail and he was joking every single campaign speech, you know, about how he's going to fire the head, you know, of that state, the GOP head of the state. I think a lot of people feel like, you know, that they're working for somebody who could fire them anyway. And you don't know if there's some people who secretly are like, you know, I want to get him back, or I want, you know, I mean, we've seen people leave his administration like Omarosa and then, you know, go after him. So I don't know. I mean, is the DOJ intact? You know, would they pursue it, or are they possibly tainted, you know, with people who are anti-Trump? You know, I don't know. But, you know, I mean, it sounds like they're really compiling a lot of quote unquote evidence and affidavits. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product. We're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Veterans Day will be different this year because of the pandemic. Veterans Day parades in Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago have either been canceled or made entirely virtual. In a damp and rainy Arlington, Virginia, President Trump took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast was just reelected to represent Florida's 18th Congressional District. Mast, also a Purple Heart recipient, reflects on Veterans Day.
I will serve you the way that I served in combat, and that's to remember the people that I served alongside and do it in a way that hopefully honors them every second of the day.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announces there will be a full hand recount on the state's presidential race. You're listening to USA Radio News. A growing number of Americans oppose the nation going into another coronavirus lockdown. A Gallup poll found that only 49% say they would likely stay home if public health officials recommend it for their community. With coronavirus cases continuing to increase across the United States, Dr. Hilary Faust is concerned.
We're having to employ more advanced therapies for people on ventilators.
Dr. Faust speaking there on ABC News. Over 130,000 cases of coronavirus were reported on Tuesday. This healthcare worker tells ABC News she's concerned hospitals are starting to run out of space.
I don't know. Are we going to have enough rooms? Are we going to have enough beds? I don't know.
Hurricane Eta is just over 130 miles from Tampa, Florida. The National Hurricane Center saying the storm has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are very, very excited for our next guest. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. While Daniel's getting our guest ready, I have to, again, give a shout-out to our veterans out there. Happy Veterans Day. It is a... it's just a pleasure, and it's such a gift for me to be able to broadcast and me to be able to enjoy the freedom, my family enjoy the freedom of everything that you all did to sacrifice to make that happen. So thank you, veterans out there. And one company that has stood by the veterans since the beginning is Goodwill. And I'm extremely excited about our next guest, Steve Preston, President and CEO of Goodwill Industries. Mr. Preston, thank you so much for joining us.
No, it's my pleasure to be with you today.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, since World War II, tell us about how Goodwill has partnered with the Veterans Administration.
So we have helped veterans along the way for many years. We partnered with the Veterans Administration way back in 1946 when we saw just thousands of people coming back from World War II, many of them injured and with other challenges. And so we worked very hard during that period of time to help people find employment opportunities and a path to succeed. And that really launched us. And each year we work with somewhere between 70 and 80,000 veterans who come through our doors and need support in any number of ways. We are the largest provider of workforce development supports. So generally what we do for people is we help them figure out where they want to go professionally and then help them achieve that goal through all kinds of support.
Absolutely. You have Operation Good Jobs, which is very, very cool. Can you tell my listeners about that?
Operation Good Jobs is a collaboration that we have with Walmart Foundation a number of years ago to make sure that when veterans are coming back home, they get comprehensive support to help them move forward in their lives. So we, when somebody comes through our door at Operation Good Jobs, we work with them to sit down and understand, where do you want to head? Let's develop a career plan. Let's give you a career navigator, a person that will sit with you and support you throughout this journey. If the skills you've gotten in the military transfer well into the private sector, let's find the best job for you. But if you want to tool yourself with more skills, let's make sure to get you those digital skills or job readiness skills or other support you need so that your training and development can lead to the opportunity you want. And then when it comes time to actually move into that role, let's make sure that we work with you on writing a resume and interview skills and finding that right employer so that you can connect to a meaningful job opportunity and you can take advantage of all of those great skills you've acquired. Now, sometimes throughout that journey, people need a little bit more support. They might need child care services or transportation or even housing. And so those kinds of support can be essential just to helping somebody get through, the whole process. So we stand ready to help them find the right support there as well.
Oh, gosh, we're grateful. And with what you do with Goodwill, can you guesstimate prior to COVID how many veterans would come back or people would come back and not be able to find jobs? Do you roughly know the percentage of our men and women?
I don't know the percentage, but what I would tell you is before COVID, the unemployment rate was very low and people had a much higher, kind of success rate in finding those jobs because the need was so significant. And so I think our programs have generally been extremely successful because we give people targeted skills for targeted jobs in many cases. In some cases, we even work with employers to prepare people. What we're finding now in COVID is many of the people who've lost their jobs are service workers, and many of those people don't have the kinds of skills they need to compete for the roles that are out there today. And so it's very important now, especially if people are unemployed, to take this time to get skills so they can build their capabilities and be eligible for the jobs that are emerging.
So true, so true. We're speaking to Steve Preston, President and CEO of Goodwill Industries International. You're making a good point. The job landscape is different. There might be, jobs available in certain essential industries, but then there's also now this push to be more tech. And so, for those of us that didn't get that training prior to military, we're going to need that training after.
Yeah, and the tech push is accelerating. I just saw a study a few weeks ago that said corporations have dramatically accelerated their adoption of technology. Now, it doesn't always mean people need high-tech skills. Sometimes it means they need sort of digital foundations, because even if you're not going into a technology job, you need to be able to use technology to do so many different kinds of jobs. But we find that people who come to our digital programs, even if they got one or two levels sort of attainment in digital skills, will often find that they get higher pay or promotions or even move on to higher paid jobs. So, I think it's really important for people to kind of put their toe in the water and begin that journey because, it shouldn't be as daunting as a lot of people think it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One thing I've been pretty proud of what Goodwill has done is, you know, not only all their work with the veterans, but what they do with the community. You know, when we donate, supplies and clothes and things to Goodwill, you have the Goodwill stores that help anybody. And the stores have been fairly successful. What have you seen during COVID, however? Did you have to close many of the stores, or were you still able to service many people who needed items?
Yeah, so I appreciate your saying that. You know, we do, we not only offer great value for people that shop, but many of the employees that we have are people that have different life challenges, and our employment program in the store is actually a big part of the value we bring to. We, unfortunately, during COVID, had to close many of our stores under, you know, local guidelines. So in most cases, we had to close those donation centers as well. We weren't allowed to actually go there, which provided us some challenges because people wanted to drop off their goods. We couldn't do anything. Now we've largely opened back up. We're processing those donations. In many places, we've gotten a special allowance to pick up those donations so they don't just sit around. And in a lot of the stores are seeing very good volumes again. I think just last month we kind of hit roughly where we were the prior year. So we're excited that people are coming back into the stores. We've completely changed health protocols so that we could be as safe as possible, both for our shoppers and for our employees. And we're just so thankful to our donors, you know, that those donations, the value that they bring, you know, not only create jobs in those stores, but they also provide funds to support job training centers in our community. So it's we're very thankful for our donors and our shoppers.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, luckily a lot of our listeners are employers. And, you know, we can't stress enough, you know, for them to consider hiring a veteran. What advice do you have for them in the last minute or so?
Well, veterans are terrific hires. We know they've learned, you know, people who've gone through the military have learned to be accountable. They're resourceful. They're great team players. And what I would say is please come to us and help us find a great veteran for you if you're looking for employ somebody. Call your local Goodwill. Hopefully there's a job training center in your area. We have them all around the country. And you can connect with people there who will be able to learn what you need, the types of skills and competencies you're looking for, and match you with the right candidates. If you're a large employer, we might even be able to develop training programs specifically for you if you've got a large employment need. But it's a great time for us to remember what our vets have done and take that extra step and make sure that we can help them find employment in a meaningful path forward.
That's wonderful. How can people find more about Goodwill and donate?
So goodwill.org is our main site. You can get on there. You can find your local organization. You can actually take online training right on that site. You can even look for a job through our partnership with Indeed.com right on that site. The Operation Good Jobs program you can get into by going on to goodwill.org/Operation Good Jobs.
Fantastic. Steve Preston, an honor to speak with you. Can't wait to have you back. God bless you and your team, and thank you for all you do, especially for our veterans.
Thank you for getting the word out.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, really quickly here, I don't know if you guys follow Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson has a new podcast called Hot Boxing. And while he was speaking to one of the CEO, or one of the executives at UFC, as it pertains to performance-enhancing drugs, Mike Tyson kind of admitted some interesting things. Now, we know that Mike Tyson, one of the greatest heavyweight boxing championships of all time, known as Iron Mike, we know that he had his struggles when it came to drugs, methamphetamine,
or I believe, yeah, and cocaine, marijuana. I don't really follow all his history. And he had said that he had, you know, sort of fooled those who were checking for drugs or doping, etc. But he had explained that he did it using something called the Wizinator. And the Wizinator, and I've kind of wrote an article on this, kind of graphic, can't go into too much detail, but basically it is a body part. It is a, it's an appendage, right, that has a urethra, so you guys know what body part it is. It can come in a variety of colors, such that when you go in for your drug test, somebody watches you, by the way. I had to do a drug test before my clinicals, and they just had me go into a bathroom that had no sink, no water in the toilet, so I couldn't mess with the urine. But for a lot of athletes, they don't trust, they think people are going to bring in their own urine, so they actually watch you urinate. And Mike Tyson said that the guy was kind of macho and he didn't want to look. So he was just like, you know, just pee in a cup. So Mike Tyson was able to pull out this Wizinator, and it's kind of an attachment that, you know, kind of wraps around your groin area in your underwear, and it has a bag, and it has a means to dispel the urine out the fake appendage's urethra. And there's also heating packs, because when they test your urine, it's not only the you know, for drugs, but they also want to make sure the urine is valid. And if the urine is at room temperature, and room temperature is, what, 70 degrees, 68 degrees, 72 degrees, that's not 98.6. So you could actually warm it up ahead of time, and then you could, you know, use the urine. And Mike Tyson had admitted that he actually uses baby's urine. Not how he collected it, but apparently there was some work into this, because he didn't want to use his wife's urine because he was afraid that they might have done like a pregnancy test on it and go, oh my gosh, she's pregnant. So he didn't even want to mess with that, so he said he uses baby's urine. So the Wizinator, it's interesting. I think now the average, you know, person kind of screening for performance-enhancing drugs assumes that somebody's wee-wee might not be really their wee-wee, so they will scrutinize a little closer. Personally, I would not want the job as to be there to watch people urinate. I'm not a fan of that. What movie was it where they just kind of peed on the person? Yeah, I don't like to be around urine too much, which is why I'm not a urologist. And it's neat, because urology is really, really fascinating. It's just, you know, having a dogs, cats, and, you know, brothers, and I just done with the whole urine thing. So that's the Wizinator, okay? Now, next, Deutsche Bank economists, all right, have said something that I think half the country's like, oh, that's a good idea, yes. The other half of the country said, what? So what? And apparently there was a statement made by economists at Deutsche Banks that suggested that if you are fortunate enough to be able to work from home, you should be taxed an extra 5%. So it could be put towards people or given to people who can't work. Now, we've, in America, not saying this is happening yet, this is Deutsche Bank that is very, very well represented in Europe, does have locations in America. But their suggestion, right, was such that you have people that are, you know, always doing worse than you, and so you should help pay. In fact, they said people working from home are saving money. They're saving so much money working from home that could translate into extra money for those who are in need. Now, mind you, in America, we do like to help those in need. We love to donate to Goodwill, Salvation Army, Opportunity Village in my neck of the woods. You know, we love to, you know, help our, help others. I mean, that's what makes our country good. You know, we have a system where we, you know, don't let anybody starve to death. We don't want anybody to starve to death. We don't want anybody to not have medical care. We don't want anybody to, you know, not be able to go to school or not be able to have safety. So, you know, we've done a pretty good job with that. But one of the reasons why we are able to do what we can and fund so many of these programs is because we have people with money supplying it. You know how frustrated I was looking at how $200 million is being spent is going to be spent on this runoff election in Georgia for the two Senate seats. That just kills me that we're seeing that kind of money when there's other people that could be using that money. And I know my comments on that probably ticked a lot of people off. Let me get my Facebook Live. You know, because people are probably saying, well, you know, gosh, it's the American way. You know, we should be able to, you know, we should be able to put whatever money we want to an election. You know, we don't necessarily have to kind of spread the wealth. And I'm not asking to spread the wealth, but just when you see that kind of money, and here we are grappling with so many issues, you know, it's like, you know, do we really have to spend that kind of money for an election? You know, so, but the concept of if you get to work from home, you're doing better. And that advantage you have from working from home should translate into more tax dollars. That's going to be up for debate and possibly brought up in a Biden administration. So I figured, you know, we might as well talk about it. You know, how do you guys feel about it? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it was very interesting this, and it's not a direct quote, but it's very interesting how they looked at if you are able to work from home, you are saving money and paying less into the system. Now, that might be a European system, but do people who work from home save money? Well, I have to admit, I've been spending less on gas. I've been putting less miles on my car. I'm not eating out as much, right? I'm not going to local businesses. I'm cooking from home, but we're still buying groceries, right? You know, we're still going out to eat. We're not going to movies. We're not, you know, but that's more of a COVID thing. You know, people who work from home make less. You know, I mean, I'm doing telemedicine. I'm very fortunate to be able to do telemedicine, but the average person who's worked from home is making less. In fact, even Facebook said they're going to pay their workers less. If they don't have to be in, you know, Northern California spending those kinds of rents and mortgages, and they could be working in more inland, you know, or even in Nevada or Utah and work remotely, they're going to make less money. And I get that. A lot of companies have to compensate you for having to be near the place of work. So if you don't have to live in New York City, you're going to make less. So, you know, how do we approach if this gets, because again, these banks are represented in America, and this kind of made headlines. You know, are those that work from home at a huge financial advantage? Well, they could be, like I said, don't have to pay for gas, they don't have to pay for mileage, they don't have to pay for daycare. But, you know, I don't know if you guys have tried working from home with kids. I mean, my kids are grown up, you know, well, now that one just turned 18. And still, it's difficult. I have to be in a separate room and all that because they come in and they burp, you know, or they ask me something stupid, or they're singing a rap song, you know, or they're, you know, and I do telemedicine, you know, and I have the camera on. I'm not really supposed to have people in the room, so I have to be already in a private room. But if I'm, let's say, working on my blog or working on articles or whatever, they distract me all the time. Mom, 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 I'm hungry. Mom. So I think we make less when we work from home. That's just me. You know, we'll leave it. We'll see what Europe does. But, you know, I don't know if we're ready to tax everybody even more, especially those that finally, you know, get to work again. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.